This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Tuesday, September 9th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. Valadao's Dairy settles worker claim. A 30% employer fee gets shot down. And CBO to examine immigration policy. Valadao's Dairy settles worker rights claim. A Kings County dairy farm, co-owned by Republican Representative David Valadao and his brother, settled a wrongful termination claim, according to the Agricultural Labor Relations Board. The dairy worker filed charges in 2023, alleging the dairy fired them out of retaliation after complaints of work tasks being distributed unfairly. The parties have reached a settlement agreement, with the dairy paying $11,000 in back wages and an additional $3,000 in lieu of reinstating the worker. The supervisors will also undergo training on workers' rights under California Agricultural Labor Relations Act. Remember, in 2018, Rabobank seized a separate dairy farm co-owned by Valadao and his family after the operation failed to pay two loans totaling $8.3 million. Ag-opposed labor bill stalls. Assemblymember Liz Ortega of San Leandro has pulled a contentious measure after a strong opposition from a broad coalition of employers led by the California Chamber of Commerce and including several farm groups. Backed by the California Federation of Labor Unions and other powerful labor interests, AB 1234 proposed to overhaul the labor commissioner's process for adjudicating wage claims. It would have sped up investigations and hearings and added an administrative fee of up to 30% of the award on employers, regardless of whether the company acted in good faith. Ortega had sought to curb wage theft and ensure timely justice for workers, arguing, quote, no one should have to fight to get paid. To ease employer concerns, Ortega added amendments making the fee discretionary. But Cal Chamber remained opposed and pushed for further changes to ease the penalty and avoid shaming companies. New analysis details the One Big Beautiful Bill impacts. A new analysis is finding wide disparities among farmers and landowners when it comes to the changes to the commodity programs in the One Big Beautiful Bill. The analysis by the University of Missouri's Food and Agriculture Policy Research Institute estimates the law will increase payments under the price loss coverage and the agriculture risk coverage programs by a total of $47 billion under 10 years. The average increases per base acre will vary from 62% for corn, 65% for sorghum, 72% for soybeans, 177% for cotton, 205% for peanuts, and 222% increase for rice. CBO report to detail deportation impact. The Congressional Budget Office is releasing a report tomorrow. It'll estimate the impact of the Trump administration's immigration policy and the potential effects of the One Big Beautiful Bill. The domestic spending and tax law dramatically increases funding for border security and immigration enforcement. CBO expects to revise its projection of net immigration lower, the agency says in a notice. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this. When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. Only USDA employees can access FSA data, Beam says. No external entities have access to personal information held by the Farm Service Agency, Administrator Bill Beam told lawmakers in a letter responding to reports that the Department of Government Efficiency gained access to a database of farm grants and loans. Secretary Rollins has hired people at USDA who are dedicated to finding and resolving inefficiencies, Beam said in the letter. Their charge is simple: to help refocus FSA and USDA as a whole on its core mission of serving the American people. All personnel with access to USDA systems are department employees, meaning no external entities have access to USDA employee information or any personal or proprietary information. Beam also noted in the letter that, quote, all efficiency employees have undergone an extensive background and security clearance. Farm Health Research Center unveils child safety framework. A new national blueprint for ensuring farm children's safety calls for continued public and private funding for farm safety research, a nationwide system for collecting injury and fatality data, and federal and state policies to protect youth hired to work in agriculture. The National Action Plan was released yesterday by the National Children's Center for Rural and Agriculture Health and Safety at the Marshfield Clinic, replacing the most recent iteration of the framework, which was approved in 2012. Why it matters? Well, hundreds of thousands of children work or visit farms facing risk from machinery, livestock, ponds, weather, chemicals, and pollutants, the document's authors state. They cite data suggesting that around 33 children are seriously injured each day in U.S. agriculture, one child dying around every 3 days. Fatal and non-fatal youth agriculture injuries came at a cost of roughly $2.29 billion in 2024, they estimated. Grocers seek prohibition on SNAP electric fees. Grocers and convenience store owners are asking Congress to protect them and their customers by blocking additional fees on SNAP electronic benefit transfer transactions. FMI, the Food Industry Association, the National Grocers Association, and the National Association of Convenience Stores have sent a letter to Senate and House Agriculture Committee leaders signed by more than 1,000 businesses and groups. They have a specific request: pass the Ensuring Fee-Free Benefit Transactions Act as a part of the Farm Bill or another legislative vehicle. The bill would prevent states and their contractors from levying, processing, and other related fees from a state's side of the SNAP EBT transaction onto SNAP-authorized retailers and their merchant processors. Congress' intent has always been clear. Retailers should not be charged fees to accept SNAP payments in order to create the greatest possible access for families in need. That the word of Stephanie Johnson, Group Vice President of Government Relations at the National Grocers Association. Ag fairs bring in $30 billion annually. Agriculture fairs have a $30 billion economic impact of the U.S., more than 29% of the nation's population attending one each year, says a report commissioned by the International Association of Fairs and Expos. The survey estimates that the average U.S. fair supports 165 jobs, generates more than $86,000 in tax revenue for the community daily, and operates for less than a week. What happens when the fair ends? Well, about 65% of the U.S. population attends an event at fairgrounds during the year. These year-round activities generate an estimated $1.3 billion in state tax revenue. Here's today's final word. This does not impact immigrants in a vacuum. It will affect all of us. That United Farm Workers President Teresa Romero reacting to the Supreme Court decision yesterday allowing the Trump administration to resume indiscriminate immigration raids in California. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Tuesday, September 9th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Daly.